I've been doing 3 or 4 interviews a day.
Oh, yeah.
First, I'd like to ask you if you consider yourself a politically active person now.
Politically active? No, never was. Semi-political, I thought. I've never been interested in policy, except that it's affected the labor movement primarily, and then, of course, in general citizenship. But no, I am not.
By general citizenship, you mean voting?
Yeah, it's right for voting, and that's right. I'm interested in candidates, the issues, but not to become political, in a sense. Never.
In terms of being a candidate yourself?
No, I'm not.
Were you ever approached to
many, many, many times. Always turned it down.
I remember you telling me that you had been approached to be Secretary of Labor.
Twice, yeah.
At the time of the strike, did you consider yourself politically active?
For a general strike? No. I just returned from the First World War and hadn't really got back into the swing of civilian activity at that time.
Do you feel there's been a political leader in recent years who's spoken to you?
Has spoken for me?
Do you feel it sort of speaks the type of things that you want spoken in the political world?
Yeah, I think very definitely Roosevelt did. Though I think he made a very bad mistake in running after his second term, and definitely after the third one.
Why is that? Why was that?
Well, because I think that he had gained the greatest momentum for the things he advocated, and then much of it became political, and in the process of his political action, I think he was deterred from the great accomplishment he could have made by stepping out.
Has there been anyone since then that you felt a politician really had your confidence?